Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Dr. Lauren Karatanevsky, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from a heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps this is you. That's why you decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. I always want to take a moment on every show to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us on the show. I am well aware that time is our most precious asset, and I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I'm going to introduce our guest, and then we're going to take a quick station identification, and then bring Dr. Lauren on. We're going to have a fabulous discussion today. I know you're not going to want to miss this. Dr. Lauren Karatanevsky has functioned in a variety of roles that include an evidence-based chiropractic practitioner. She's a certified kinesiologist, personal trainer, elite athlete, entrepreneur, and network marketing professional. She's the clinic owner of the Back in Action Health Clinic, as well as the Oakfield Opti Health Clinic. Dr. Lauren is also an international best-selling author for her work in Manifesting a New Life, Your Magical Guide to Attracting the Life You Want. Dr. Lauren is committed to creating an environment that allows her patients to deal with pain, to increase mobility, optimize health, prevent injury, and increase participation in activities of daily living, as well as their work, and achieving a pain-free, fully functional lifestyle. Dr. Lauren is also passionate about mentoring individuals in achieving their goals and dreams, which is why she's here with us today on The Holistic Entrepreneur. She utilizes her own experiences as well as her constant research in the field of self-help to assist other individuals to work towards attracting what they want rather than what they don't want. So we're going to take a quick station identification. When we come back, we're going to bring Dr. Lauren on the show. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Lauren. I am so excited to have you here today, taking time out of your busy day to join us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm super excited to get into our conversation for today. And, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, you know, but there's always more to the story, right? You can only fit so much in there. So would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and what you do?
Absolutely. 4 years ago, I graduated from chiropractic school in Toronto, Canada. And both my fiancé and I had the dream to open up our own practice. We had thought long and hard about whether or not we wanted to be an associate, we wanted to start our own, or whether or not we wanted to just basically start from scratch. And we found that our strengths were in clinic ownership. And so we had set on our journey to open up a practice here in Toronto. And of course, being fresh out of school, I think there's a little bit of naivety associated with it because everybody tells you that it's going to be easy. And I have to be honest, I was one of those people. I thought it was going to be very easy. Until we went to the bank, and the bank told us that we were more of a liability than an asset if they wanted to lend us a loan. which came to a shock to me because, again, they told us at school that we were going to be able to get a loan no problem. So that basically is where our hardship started in clinic ownership. But a lot of our journey was all about perseverance. It was all about hard work, all about dedication, a sacrifice, but a good sacrifice. And 4 years later, I've been able, with my fiancé, to turn our practice from a 3-practitioner practice to a 12-practitioner practice.
Wow.
So it's been quite phenomenal, and it's a multidisciplinary setting where it's not only just chiropractors, but we have physiotherapists and massage therapists, psychologists, social workers, exercise physiologists, naturopaths, you name it, we probably have it. One-stop shop in the area of holistic medicine.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you know what? I don't know why they call it small business loan. You know, like for new businesses, because you have to already have had a business and be successful enough to get the loan. Well, then why do you even need the loan? It just doesn't make any sense to
that's
me.
That's exactly what it was. We thought when we talked about loans and we talked about business loans, so they looked at basically our status as students, and they looked at our assets as students, and they didn't look at, and some, this is something that I talk to my patients now who are financial advisors, I say it's almost ridiculous because you should just not have us even bother walk through the doors, because you give us this false sense of hope that we're going to be able to start this dream that we have, yet you stomp on it immediately by telling us that we're a little bit more of a liability because you can't trust in the fact that our dream and our vision is enough. So it was a little bit difficult, but I have to be honest, it was the perseverance, and I have to, you know, I have to say, I wanted to stick it to them a little way. So I wanted to be as successful as possible to show them that, you know, if you do have enough drive and determination, anything is possible, and we were able to get to where we are today because of that.
Oh, that is so true. You know, there's nothing, for me personally, there's nothing that lights a fire in my belly more than somebody telling me I can't do something, you know? And so, and I sense that you're a little bit the
That's
same
That's exactly
way.
How I am.
Yeah. And, you know, as you were talking, it occurs to me that, like, talking about the loan stuff as an example, we tend, or not we, but you know, banks and a lot of people tend to not look at the future. And in a way, I get the sense that that's what your practice is like. You're looking toward the future, prevention and wellness and those kinds of things, as opposed to waiting till someone has a physical issue and then, you know, helping them cope with it.
That's exactly it. I talk to my patients about that all the time. Our healthcare system, I know it differs than that in the United States, but I've always said to patients that I feel as if we're in a more reactive state of medicine than we are in a proactive state of medicine. And from my standpoint of things, I always want to look towards how to get the patient better in the time frame that it takes to get them better, but with hope that they are going to get better. And, you know, it takes time. From my standpoint of things as a chiropractor, it still takes time. It takes commitment on my end. It takes commitment on the patient's end. It takes, again, perseverance. So a lot of the things that I do, even though it's more physical with patients, a lot of it can still be extrapolated to many people in any endeavor that they do. You do have to look towards the future, and if you can look towards the future and you set a plan up for that, I think anything is possible. I have it from the standpoint of I get to get people healed and feeling better, and their health and wellness better, but it can really get extrapolated into any type of practice, whether or not it's business ownership, whether or not it's what I'm in health and wellness, or any other endeavor that anybody wants to get into.
Yeah. Oh, I love what you said, because I say this all the time, that anything is possible. And, you know, I think that a lot of people, you know, we see people's highlight reels, right? The people who are out there. We just see the success stuff. And it's like, okay, that's the way it is. That's what should happen. I should just, boom, overnight be successful. Well, we don't see all the stuff that happens before and all the challenges and struggles that do occur for everybody, even the really huge name people had to go through that. So share with us a little bit, if you would, about
that part of your journey and how you made it through, you know, why you didn't quit, because so many people do quit.
Absolutely. What had ended up happening after we heard all of the naysayers tell us, and it wasn't just the banks that told us, it was accountants, it was other people, they questioned whether or not this was actually a good idea or not, based off of what everybody else said. But I've learned very quickly that it's not what everybody else says that makes you a successful person. It's what you truly want and desire as an individual. And for me, and I know for my fiancé, Scott, we wanted and desired to help people. We wanted, our motto in our clinic is treat patients the way you expect to be treated. And that's what we wanted. We wanted to be in here and we wanted to open up the doors so that we can treat our patients the way that they expected. And so it didn't make a difference what the naysayers had said because I had a goal and I had a vision in mind. When people told me it was going to take me 5 years to build the practice, I said 5 years is way too long. I want it done in 3 and I'll do whatever I have to do to get it done in that point in time. And that's what I did. I had the goal in 3 years that we were going to build. Fortunately, and again, from a law of attraction standpoint, this is the only way that I could say it. We built it in 2.5, but it was a constant relentlessness. And like I said, again, a good sacrifice. And I don't use sacrifice as a negative term. I think it's something that is positive. You have to forego certain things in order to be able to achieve others. And for us, that may have been going on vacation. We do enjoy ourselves outside of our practice, but for the first little bit, Scott and I held back on going on vacations. I was in the office 12 hours a day, constantly trying to reach out to people. We're in a medical building as well, so I went downstairs and introduced myself to all of the doctors. We built relationships with other doctors. And then shortly thereafter, we started getting a ton of referrals. More and more people wanted to come in and receive service, not only from Scott and myself, but from the other practitioners that we had. And we created ourselves into a wholesome name within our community where people really truly know that they're going to get the best service possible because of the passion that we have within our facility.
Mm. You know, I can hear that passion in your voice, Lauren. And a couple of things come to me as you were sharing that. The belief piece, you know, you have the passion, but you also have the belief that it was possible. I often say that belief is the best gift that we can give ourselves, mm-hmm. and we're the only ones that can do it. I mean, nobody else can believe for us or have our passion for us, but it has to be that fire in your belly, right, that internal desire. But then there's the action piece also that you talked about, and because – you know, some people think with law of attraction, which you mentioned, some people who, you know, maybe have seen The Secret or have read about law of attraction, sort of in the beginning, they didn't talk a lot about the action piece. That's just, you know, to manifest, you just think about it and feel it and focus on it and poof, it happens. And that's not really what happens. You actually have to do something. So that action piece is so important. And the other thing that you mentioned that I really, really like is, you know, introducing yourself to the people downstairs and in the medical building that you're in and all that, it's that whole collaboration piece. Because I think we're all there, you know, to help each other in some way rather than to get into the whole competition thing and, you know, turf issues and all of that. I think we get a whole lot more success with collaboration and more of the good stuff with the sugar than the vinegar. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I agree with you completely. My best friends are chiropractors, and I've never looked at them as competition at all. I think the more that you collaborate with people, you have to build a network. I think Robert Kiyosaki may have been the one that said it, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He said, you need to build a network of people who are smarter than you, people that you can educate yourself from. And that's what I was really able to do. Things that are out of my realm and out of my scope of practice, I have those people that I can speak to now so I can educate myself a little bit more on the topic that I didn't have a good understanding about. From the business standpoint of things, I call them my virtual mentors because I haven't met them face to face, but they're the people that have helped me along the way to understand business, to understand that you're not alone in the hardships of business. Everybody's gone through it. Those people that are successful have gone through it. And there's a story to be told by everybody, and there's a relatability by everybody. So I call those people my virtual mentors, where I utilize their personal experiences and what they've done, and I study that. The other thing that we ended up doing was we found mentors within the practice, where if there was something that I couldn't understand myself, I had someone to fall back on that I knew could reassure me that everything was going to be okay. Because you're always going to come to those roadblocks. Something is always going to be stopping you from continuing to push forward. And if you line yourself up with the right people and you create that community for yourself, the problem solving becomes a lot easier, and it becomes almost second nature. You begin to be able to problem solve for yourself even without the assistance of everybody else. So that's what we ended up finding was very successful for us at the same time, too, was finding those people that I say are smarter than me in certain things. So whether or not it was in business development, whether or not it was within the actual manual and physical side of chiropractic things, even the spiritual side of things. Because there's always going to be someone that you can relate to and has done it right before you at the same time as well.
Mm. Oh, so true. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, really of any kind, can be a very lonely place if you don't have that support. So having those supportive, positive people around you is so important because, you know, not everybody, like, gets it. You know, people,
no.
You know, I have good friends who, you know, they work, you know, in corporate America, or they work for an organization of some type. There's a different mindset for folks who have that entrepreneurial spirit. And there's really sort of almost a different language, a different internal language.
Oh, I agree with you completely.
Yeah. So, you know, not to say, you know, that's a bad thing that they don't get it. It's just two different ways of looking at mm-hmm. things. And so it's great that you've reached out to people, and that's part of it. I mean, you said earlier that you walked downstairs and introduced yourself. You know, you just, okay, I just did this. And what do you know, sometimes I see people really struggling with that part, just getting out there. And, yes, maybe, you know, they're introverts, but, you know, beyond that, because people who are introverts can still do that. But there's the whole, and this is what I see a lot in the clients I work with, and I don't know if you what you think about this, but there's the whole worthiness issue that I think so many people struggle with.
Yep.
Like, who am I? It's the, you know, the imposter syndrome, and I'm not worthy, and, oh, I don't know if I can go ask. And people kind of tend to play small.
Yep.
They're, like, afraid to step into their power.
I agree. I don't know. Maybe it's because I was educated in the United States, but the idea behind go big or go home was always the philosophy that I followed. I think, you know, I have to be honest, before I found myself in the position that I'm in, I was also one of those people. I was one of those people that shied away from introducing myself. I was one of those people that I had a million and a half different excuses as to why I shouldn't put my foot out there. Even though my idea may have been something that had been great. What I realized, though, and there's actually a book titled this, that no's are not necessarily a bad thing. And mm-hmm. and the response that you get from people, if it is a negative response, is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a response that you can work with and learn from. So now I have the attitude almost in a sense that if, and like I said, from the doctor's standpoint, even I just currently ended up co-authoring in a book, and I actually put my foot out there. And because what's the worst they can say? The worst that thing that they can say is no. And then I get to go back to the drawing board, and then I get to figure something else out where maybe the other thing had been better for me anyway. So I always look to certain things like that. I know it's sometimes hard to think of yourself as great or as someone who could possibly be successful, because we have so much negativity, I find, in the world. Everything that we discuss is always sometimes so negative. But if you use that negativity and you try to turn it around and make it a positive, there's a lot of things out there in life that you can outreach to, and I think that fear starts to diminish from there. Muhammad Ali said, and I'm quoting this in another book that I'm writing, or another co-authorship that I'm doing, is he said I was great even before I knew I was. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to go in with that attitude. And like I said, again, if the answer isn't the one that you expect, you analyze it and then try to end up moving past it and then bettering yourself from it. Because I think that's really what builds strength, is the adaptability from all different angles that you may get in terms of response from other people.
Oh, so many golden nuggets in there, Lauren. You know, the whole getting, you know, a no instead of a yes, or making mistakes as an example, those are such wonderful opportunities to learn.
Yeah,
and if we didn't have those things, we wouldn't be able to learn.
Well, and even when we look at an organism, for example, the only way I do a lot of personal training with some of my patients as well, and the only way that the body can adapt is if you change. And so if you constantly plateau or constantly allow things to occur in a very similar state, there's actually going to be no movement whatsoever. And I think business is one of those things too. If you stay at a certain level and you don't want to improve in business and you don't want to challenge yourself, then you will plateau. And I don't know, and I can't say where that business may go at that point in time. But it's all about adaptability, I find. The better you can adapt, the better that you can embrace change, the more, you know, the world is your oyster, as they like to say. So yeah. Those are the things that I like to continue to remind myself, because it's easy to forget. It really is. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we're chatting today, I can hear and feel the passion in your voice and the confidence in your voice. And it makes me think of and I don't even know if this is somebody's quote or saying, but I use it a lot. It's the people will value you as much as you value yourself. All of that stuff has mm-hmm. to start from within. And I can feel that in you we're not sitting next to each other, but I can still feel that from you. It's the energy thing, right? The energy is everywhere. And that's what people need to, you know, be their authentic self, be who they are, be okay, you know, stepping out there, coming out and just being them. And I think that's a struggle for many new entrepreneurs. And maybe because it's all the things they have to learn, or they've never done it before, or, you know, limiting beliefs or whatever it is. Yeah. But I find that a lot with people that I deal with as well. But you seem to be in a very good spot, because I can feel your passion and feel your confidence.
Well, I have to be honest. It, like I said, again, there are going to be those days that are tough, and there are going to be those days that you just want to turn back and just close it all up and never look in the direction forward or never look backward. It took me a long time to get to the point that I was in. It took me 7 years to get to the mental state that I'm in right now. And I'm not always in this mental state, but I have a phenomenal fiance who will nudge me and say, hey, listen, you know, that's not very positive. You know, how do you think you're going to continue doing this if you're in this state all the time? And, you know, and that's, again, like we had discussed before, maybe finding a mentor, or finding, whether or not it's a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a friend or a sister or a brother, anybody that could be that little reminder to you that you are doing the right thing for yourself, and they're going to be there to support you in the times that are hard. I know that if I didn't have my fiance, I probably wouldn't be on your podcast right now, to be honest, because it's much easier to be negative. It's much easier to just quit. But if you have that support, if you have like-minded people, and I talk a lot about that, you know, it's the like-mindedness of people. The more that you have people that are similar in thought to you, the less you start thinking about other things. And it took me about 7 years to get to this point. I constantly read self-help books. I'm constantly reading other people's trials and tribulations, so that I don't feel like I'm the lone wolf in this quest to entrepreneurialism and this quest that I have in what direction I want to take my clinic and life in general, just happiness in general.
Oh, that's such good advice. You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today. You know, you sharing a bit about your journey and the trials and tribulations, that it's not all just, you know, rainbows and lollipops and things like that. But if people could only, and life is crazy busy for people, and if people could only remember one thing from our conversation today, what do you think is the most important thing you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Oh, gosh, that's so hard. There's so much that can be said. I think for the listeners, I want you to believe in yourselves. We always dream and we want to dream big, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But believe in your dream. Believe in your dream and know that it's going to take work for you to achieve that dream. But if you believe in it enough and you want it enough, eventually you will get there. It may take 2.5 years like it took myself. It may take 10 years, but never stop believing in yourself. And then work towards that belief, work towards that dream, and work towards that goal.
Oh, I like that. That's a fabulous golden nugget. I mean, all the things that we've talked about today are so valuable, but I really, really like that. I resonate with that, and I use that myself because maybe it's a Bonnieism, I don't know, but I like that because belief is, you know, so, so important. You know, Lauren, I know that people are going to want to know more about you. So how is the best way that they can find you online or wherever and find out a little bit more about you?
I have two different websites that the listeners can end up finding me on. I have my clinic website, which is www.backinaction.ca. I also have my own personal website, which is www.drlaurenk.com. I also have a Twitter handle. I also have a Facebook page, but you'll be able to find those, all of those, on not only my clinic website, but my own personal website as well.
Awesome. And I will put the website links right on the show page so that, and I'll make them, you know, hyperlinks so that if people click on it, they can just poof, go there and they'll be able to get to all the other places. Well, I want to thank you so, so much, Lauren, for taking time out of your busy day. I know you've got a busy practice, and I so appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your insights with all of us here at the Holistic Entrepreneur. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, and thank you for this opportunity.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at bonniegressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.